Welcome to Walking Truth. These are the Bible teachings of Pastor Michael Lance, equipping you to reach out with God's truth to all people and how to apply that truth to today's issues, trends, and culture. Learn more about the program and our ministry when you visit walkintruth.com. Now here's the conclusion of Pastor Michael's teaching in Galatians 4, 4 through 7, called The Spirit of Adoption.
So when Melody was, 6 or 7 months old, I was trying to get her to speak her first word. And you know what I was trying to do? I was trying to get her to say, Grandpa. Of course. How could it be anything else? And so I was saying it this way, Grandpa. And she would look at me, who is this weird individual in my face? Grandpa. So I was filming, and I was saying it, and I could have sworn. She went, Grandpa. And I showed the evidence to family members on the authority of video footage. And they went, you're crazy. She didn't say Grandpa. I said, yes, she did. It's forever captured. Well, now she calls me Papa. And I absolutely love it. That's what I do every time. Oh, what do you want? I'll give you the world. Just ask me, Papa. Now, when my boys, my beautiful wife is here, and we have our three boys all with us at Christmas, which is a blessing. When they were younger, we were watching some home videos, and it's funny to think back to those times. And when they first called me Daddy, it was very precious. And there's different levels of Daddy. One could be Daddy, Daddy, like excited to see me. One could be Daddy, 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 Daddy. Cut my finger. One could be Daddy, pointing at a brother. He did something. One could be Daddy. They would jump off a counter and trust me to catch them, which I often just moved out of the way. Explains quite a bit. No, just kidding. But to be called Daddy is precious. And it speaks of trust. Sometimes it's excitement. Sometimes I'm hurting and I call Daddy's name. Sometimes I'm scared. And I want you to know something. The language of your adoption is that you can call God Abba. I don't know if you pray that way. And it doesn't have to be every time. But you can say Abba, Father. You know, when Jesus, there's only three times you'll see in the New Testament where Abba is used. And other than Galatians 4 and Romans 8, which we'll turn to just in a moment, it's found in Mark 14, 36. And Jesus prayed it, and he was in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before he would die on the cross. Luke tells us he was feeling so much weight of what was ahead of him the next day that perhaps tiny capillaries in his skin burst and he sweat through, he had blood come through his sweat glands. He was under so much pressure because he was fully human. And he said, Abba, Father, if it's possible, remember, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. I want to give you something else about being an adopted son or daughter. Adopted kids of the Most High God cry like Jesus. Father, if it's possible, remove this Gethsemane moment from me, but not my will. But yours be done. You know, sometimes when you see this subjective experience, like Romans 8 will say that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We sometimes say, well, how do you really know? Is that a sensation or a feeling? You'll know that the Spirit of the living God lives inside of you if your desire is to do His will and not your will, even when it's tough. And in Galatians 5, Paul will say, you'll have fruits that show that the Holy Spirit lives in your life. Fruits like love, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. You guys know the fruits, right? It's not just about a feeling, although I think the Holy Spirit will give us confirmation in our spirit, but it's about what's coming out of our lives. You see, yes, we're saved by grace through faith, but there's an expectation that we walk in good works since we say God is our Father. He's our Abba. And that's another aspect of having a father that you want to please Him, right? You want to make him proud. See, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of his Son, into our hearts. And this is the heart cry of believers. We cry, Father. Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. John Stott says, God's purpose was not only to secure our sonship by his Son, but to assure us of it by his Spirit. He sent his Son that we might have the status of sonship. He sent his Spirit that we might have the experience of it, close quote. Once we're adopted into God's family, we get a new nature, 2 Corinthians 5:17, we're new creations in Christ, and a new name. This is Isaiah 62, 1 through 4. Check this out. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet until her righteousness goes forth like brightness and her salvation like a torch that is burning. And the nations will see your righteousness and all kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name. Revelation 2:17 says we're going to get a new name, which only Jesus knows. I don't know what my new name is, but I hope it's something really masculine. Michael the Strong. Hopefully, even though I don't always feel strong. We have our grandson, his name is Titus, and Titus is a strong name, isn't it? And sometimes when I'm holding him, I just speak those words. Titus the Strong, Titus the Great, and he just goes, it's fun. And he says, the nations will see your righteousness, all kings your glory. You'll be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will designate. You will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. It will no longer be said of you, to you, forsaken, nor to your land will it any longer be said desolate, but you will be called my deliverer. My delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you, and to him your land will be married. Once we're adopted into God's family, we're new creations in Christ Jesus, and it is a process to grow up. Some of us are in the early stages of that, and you've become a Christian in the last year or 5 years, and you're growing, and it can be a painful process. And, you know, when you see little kids, when they're learning how to walk, you can tell that they're learning how to walk because they usually have a knot on their head, right? And like, oh, still trying to figure out this walking thing, huh? And that's okay to be in that process, to learn to trust Abba more, to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, there's another aspect of our adoption I just want to hit on really quickly. It's in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, and we'll put it up on the screen if you don't have a Bible with you. But Romans chapter 8 tells about the completion of our adoption and what it means. And it is so amazing, I have to share it with you. This is Romans 8. We begin at verse 15. Paul says, for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again. You don't have to be afraid. You've received the spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs or co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we might also be glorified with him. Do you know that God, having adopted us into his family, now makes us co-heirs with Jesus Christ? We're forgiven by his blood. We're adopted into his family. We're born again of his Holy Spirit. And we are going to inherit, get this, everything that belongs to Christ. We are co-heirs with Christ. Now, if that's not mind-blowing, I don't know what is. Our future is extremely blessed and bright. And Paul's going to go on, and he does say, look, yes, the creation is longing for this day when we will be raised up. There's futility, verse 20, but there's hope. The creation will one day, along with us, be set free. This is Romans 8:21, from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, Christians, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons. What's going to happen, brethren? It's going to conclude in the redemption of our body. These are some of the most painful moments on this planet, aren't they? The reality of our mortality. Sometimes when a child has to go in maybe for a procedure and they're young, it's hard for them to understand why you would be there as a parent, and that they don't understand it. And they might be saying, Daddy or Abba, you know, why? You could see the why in their eyes. And there's a lot of things in this life that hurt. There's a lot of groaning. But it's all going to be answered through our salvation. In fact, we are going to inherit everything, including new bodies. The God who saved us is going to call our bodies out of the grave one day. And we will be new, and we will inherit everything that he has for us. Adoption is a big deal, isn't it? Because once we're in God's family, he treats us as though we are true sons and daughters, because we are born again to that living hope. Recently, a writer says, my 21-month-old, who had just learned to say daddy, had been struggling with asthma. He had an ear infection for 2 weeks. He coughed and sneezed continually, and his nose run like a faucet. Many of us can relate. I think just about everybody I know has been sick lately.
You'll hear more from Pastor Michael in a moment.
Hi, I'm Rob Newton, Program Director of Walk in Truth. Each week, I work alongside our host, Mike Massaro, editor Jared, and Pastor Michael to take his sermons and turn them into inspiring radio and podcast episodes. From writing scripts, recording, to editing, to mixing with music and announcements, we carefully craft each episode to reach listeners like you. This month, I want to invite you to be part of something powerful. By becoming a Walk in Truth partner for just $40 a month, you can help us continue broadcasting Pastor Michael's teachings to listeners seeking hope and encouragement on Kept FM in the Bay Area. In November, we set a goal of 40 new financial partners to help us broadcast in San Diego, and those 40 partners stepped up quickly. Thank you so much to all our new partners. If you're like many who connect deeply through audiobooks, radio, or podcasts, you know the impact these messages can have. Maybe you can help us reach more people? Check out Paul's story.
So it's 2019, right before COVID. I'm driving to Orange County Airport, 4 in the morning. Turn on the radio, it's on 99.5 FM, and I hear this pastor speak the Word of God like I've never heard spoken. So I call my bride, wake her up, it's 4 in the morning, and said, hey, do a search on Pastor Michael Lance at Living Truth, because I think we're going to move wherever this church is. It's probably going to be in the Midwest or in the South somewhere. So I fly into Chicago a few hours later, give my bride a call and say, hey, where's Michael Lance located? She says, Corona. And I said, where's that? She said, Paul, it's Corona, California, where we've been living for 16 years, right down the road. That was 5 years ago, and my family and I are deeply involved here at Living Truth and with all of you. And the Lord's really transforming my family and I. And I believe that Pastor Michael teaches the Word of God so you can understand it and apply it with a love of Jesus. And I think it's wild how listening to a radio station for just a few minutes can actually change your life.
To show our gratitude, we'll send you a free copy of Pastor Michael's newly released book, Oh My Soul, March On With Strength, for your one-time or recurring donation of $40 or more. But a partnership is definitely appreciated. Visit walkintruth.com today and click donate. That's walkintruth.com, walkintruth.com, and thank you.
We'd love to see who's listening, so please connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. Just do a search for Walk in Truth Show. Now, back to Pastor Michael Lance right here on Walk in Truth.
It's all going to be answered through our salvation. In fact, we are going to inherit everything, including new bodies. The God who saved us is going to call our bodies out of the grave one day, and we will be new, and we will inherit everything that he has for us. Adoption is a big deal, isn't it? Because once we're in God's family, he treats us as though we are true sons and daughters, because we are born again to that living hope. Recently, a writer says, my 21-month-old, who had just learned to say daddy, had been struggling with asthma. He had an ear infection for 2 weeks. He coughed and sneezed continually, and his nose run like a faucet. Many of us can relate. I think just about everybody I know has been sick lately. Each night when I come home, he ran to meet me at the door, smiling, coughing, nose running, yelling, "Daddy, Daddy!" I was not repulsed by his runny nose or close-range sneezes in the face in the least, though he slimed my shirt. I love him deeply and enjoy his love for me. I'm reminded that though I am sick with sin, God loves me deeply and desires that I run to him as a son or a daughter, crying, "Abba, Father." I love to hear it, don't you? Abba. What a beautiful thing. Now, in verse 7 of Galatians 4, we'll touch on it and we're done. Paul will emphasize that we are heirs. He says, Galatians 4:7, "Therefore you are no longer a slave." You're no longer a slave to fear. No longer a slave to all the elemental forces, to the demands of the law. You're free. You're no longer a slave. You're a son or a daughter. And if a son, what are you? You're an heir through God. Notice, if you're a son, you're an heir. There is a question there. How does one come out of the orphanage, quote unquote, of the world, spiritually speaking? Paul describes it. He says, you must believe. You must place your faith in Jesus Christ. You must open the most special gift of all. So kids, you guys got a gift from Miss Tanya and Miss Susie? You got the gift? Okay. You guys ready? Let's see what's in there. Let's open it up. All the kids got a little box, I hope. Okay, Tanya, what does it say? It says, "I am a child of God." Isn't that awesome? Look at that. That's so cool. I'm going to put it in my ear for later. So we're going to take about 2 minutes to close here, and I'm just going to ask you a question. With the lights on, no soft music playing, and you and I looking at one another. Do you know God in this way? Is God your Abba? Have you entered into a relationship through his son, Jesus Christ? Have you realized that you need him? That you've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God like we all have? And that Jesus Christ came to reach down the hand of love? And he wants to save you, but he is not going to save you unless you respond in faith. You must say, "Lord, I believe. I thank you for loving me first. I don't understand everything, but this one thing I know. Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, and I'm going to trust you for my salvation. And I'm going to ask you to let me be born again of your Holy Spirit and adopt me into your family and make me a co-heir with Christ and give me peace from the slavery of sin and all the elemental forces of this crazy world." Have you done that? This will be a wonderful time on this Christmas Eve just to say yes to the greatest gift of all. His name is Jesus, and he still saves. Would you bow your heart with me? Lord, thank you for this precious congregation. Thank you for all the folks who are visiting with us today, those who are watching live stream. Thank you, Abba, for your grace. Your grace was expressed in a most poignant way through giving your son Jesus to us. That's why Christmas changes everything. And we can reflect on, if Christmas never came, this would be such a sad world. There's enough already without Jesus if he didn't come, but you came on a rescue mission, Jesus, and we know you willingly laid down your life for us to purchase us from the slave market of sin, to buy us into your family, to sign the papers with your blood, to give us a hope and a future. I'm just going to ask you right where you are, if Jesus has not been your Savior to this point, if he's not your Lord, turn away from your sin and trust in him. Just cry out. You don't have to have a perfect prayer, but you might cry, "Abba, save me. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. Change my heart. Make me a new creation in Christ. Teach me to follow you. Maybe you've been a prodigal and you've been away. Maybe you could relate to some of Savannah's story, but you want to come back and follow the Lord. Just run back to him like the prodigal son did, and the Father will have open arms of love for you. And Lord, for this precious congregation, I pray you give them a very merry and blessed Christmas. And I pray over all the needs represented in this room and all the things that can be heavy in the holidays. I pray that you would lighten their burdens. I pray that you would, if there's been spiritual warfare in some people's lives, that you'd lift that. I pray that you would heal those who have been fighting sickness. Pray that your mercy would wash over your people as we close in O Holy Night and we light candles together. I pray that your light will permeate every heart and every home represented in this room. And I pray it in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to The Spirit of Adoption, Part 3 on Walk in Truth. And that was the conclusion of Pastor Michael's teaching in Galatians 4, 4 through 7. Hey, I wanted to share a great resource with you. Check out the Walk in Truth podcast with Michael Lance. He teaches straight through the Bible and applies it to today's issues and culture. It's really insightful and encouraging. You'll find Walk in Truth on your podcast app. If you're already listening to the podcast, please click the share button on your phone to spread the word. Now here's Pastor Michael with the final word.
Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this message called The Spirit of Adoption. You know, it is who we are in Christ Jesus. We are adopted into the family of God. And when God wanted us to understand the intimacy of our relationship with him, he used the image of marriage. He used the image of family. He used a body metaphor. And Jesus is the head, we're his body. That's pretty close connected, right? And he used the image of father and sons and daughters. Those are incredibly intimate, tight relationships. And that's how God wants you to think about who you are in Christ. Now, here's the question. Are you in Christ? Do you know him as your personal Savior and Lord? Do you know him as Abba, Father? Do you know him as your husband? Do you know him as the head of your life? Do you know him as your Lord? Do you know him as your king? These are the ways that we think about it. And it's not just one metaphor that says it all. You take them and combine them, and it gives you a kind of like, maybe you could say, a composite picture of what it means to be in Christ, to belong to him. And it's beautiful. And one of these images is the spirit of adoption. And I pray that you've been blessed by it. Go back and listen to the previous messages. Share them with friends and family. Tell them this is the hope that you have and you want them to have it as well. And I pray that you've been blessed. Remember, you can always access the messages through the Walk in Truth app. You can download it in your app store today for free. The Walk in Truth app, download it. You can keep up to date with all the teaching, share messages, listen on demand. The Walk in Truth app on your app store. It's a blue pillar logo. Download it today. And we'd love for you to have it and share with friends. Now, speaking of sharing, tomorrow we're going to share a message I gave coming off a difficult time that I went through that has been kind of the catapult for the book we've been telling you about, Oh My Soul, March On With Strength. And the message was entitled Suffering and Glory. When I delivered it, I was sick with a pretty bad cold. And still coming off some trying difficulty, I'll just put it that way. And I would really like you to tune in tomorrow to hear this message. It'll be the next three broadcasts. It'll give you the backstory of what the Lord did in my life. And I pray it'll minister to many and give you both encouragement and hope as well. Tune in tomorrow for Suffering and Glory. We'll get into it then, Lord willing. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Remember, Walk in Truth is a listener-supported ministry. Your financial partnership helps us broadcast on this station and provide the podcast for free. Also, more people like you can dive deeper into the Word of God and apply it to their life. please consider becoming a monthly Walk in Truth partner or give a one-time gift. Please visit walkintruth.com to give. And join us tomorrow for Pastor Michael's teaching called Suffering in Glory, a Message of Encouragement.
I was on the front row of the church at first service. I'd prepared all week to preach on love, and the Lord said, "You're not preaching on love today." And so I've changed my message to suffering and glory. We're going to start off in Psalm chapter 6, and we're going to be all over the Bible today. And this is going to be from the hip and from the heart. I'm going to share with you what I've been through personally, and my prayer is that it will help each of you in your walk with the Lord.
I'm Mike Massaro. On behalf of Pastor Michael Lantz and Living Truth Christian Fellowship, thanks for listening to Walk in Truth, equipping you to reach out with God's truth to all people.